Welcome back to another episode of Back Porch Theology. And that little Johnny Cash intro is a clue of something new that we're doing. So every so often, my goal is to drop these mini episodes I'm going to call Throat Punch episodes. Why Throat Punch? Because that's exactly what they are. I want to give you these little word bombs that you can drop on people, on the humanists of the day, to help, boom, put them right where they belong, under the feet of Christ, help them to hopefully think a little clearly, and maybe hurt their feelings in the process. Our goal, of course, is not to hurt people's feelings, but it's kind of hard, when you're living in a generation of snowflakes, to be faithful and to not hurt people's feelings. So our end goal is not to be nice. Our end goal is to be faithful. Faithful to Christ and to advance His kingdom. And we can't do that if we don't speak and act clearly, biblically, firmly. Right? So throat punch, boom, right to the throat. So if we are paying attention to the news cycle, one of the big things right now is coronavirus cases are on the rise. But don't you dare ask the fake news, what about the death count? What about the death toll, right? Because hardly anybody's dying from that. So is it any coincidence that New York, Wisconsin, and these other, Chicago, these other huge leftist cities and states that are, again, dominated by the steel-toe boot of the leftists out there, it's no wonder these are the states that are doing these shutdowns again, destroying businesses, destroying families, stealing inheritances from families. And it's no coincidence that it's happening in the midst of the tug of war for the White House, right? So the leftists are all linking arms together, and if they're going to go down, they're going to go down swinging, right? And let's pray they go down. Right, so as you're interacting with your friends, family, coworkers, and they start panicking about coronaviruses going on the rise. Well, before I say that, I got to say this. If we've learned anything by now, it needs to be the fact resistance to tyranny is like a spanking to your bad dog. It works best when you apply it right away. Right, so a lot of Christians did not resist tyranny back in March when it first started being forced down upon us, and so now here we are having to choose to either continue to comply with the tyranny or to actually fight for righteousness and fight for freedom. And one of the big tactics of our opponents is fear. They want to make you afraid so that you'll comply. If you're afraid, you'll comply, and they will continue to rule over you. So what do? To a bully, you stand up to them. Remember what our godly founding father Samuel Adams said. He said, if you prefer the myth of freedom over the liberating contest of liberty, then we ask for neither your counsel nor your arms. May you depart from us in peace and your chains rest lightly upon you. Okay, so when your family, friends, coworkers, neighbors start panicking about coronaviruses being on the rise and trying to bully you into submission and wear your face mask and don't go to work, and certainly don't go to church, what you say when they start saying coronavirus cases are on the rise, you say, and your point is, end quote. And that, my friends, is a throat punch. And our biblical basis for this is Proverbs 25:26. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked.